The Bliss of Bedwetting. Christine Teddy. First published 2025. Introduction. Bedwetting is not rare. It is still very much hidden and reeks in shame and guilt.
But not for all of us.
As a teddy bear who sleeps with a bedwetter, I've seen them all. I've seen the early days of shame, the later days of acceptance, and now, the bliss of a soaking wet morning and the sense of achievement in doing so. I've been cuddled by a soaking wet baby who is loving the moment. May you too experience the same bliss of bedwetting. Chapter 1, The Blissful Moment. There is a moment, soft, quiet, and deeply intimate, when you wake up and know you've wet the bed once again. Sometimes it's a slow realization. The cool dampness against your thigh, the subtle warmth still clinging to your sheets, the weight of soaked fabric pressing gently against your skin. Other times it's immediate and unmistakable. It's the unmistakable scent, the feeling of release, or the awareness of a heavy nappy loaded with your own pee. And in that moment, you are offered a choice, to turn toward yourself with guilt and embarrassment, or to welcome what has happened with warmth and self-compassion. This book is about choosing the second path, treating a wet bed or a wet night nappy as something wondrous, akin to bliss. For many, bedwetting is seen as a problem, something shameful, something to fix or hide. But there is another truth, quieter but stronger: bedwetting can be beautiful. It can be deliberate. It can be comforting, connective, and expressive. It can be a way of letting go, of surrendering control, and of allowing your body to simply be. If you are reading this, it may be because something inside you has already quickened to this idea. Maybe you've woken up wet and smiled instead of gasped. Maybe you've stopped rushing to strip the bed, and instead laid back into the damp, letting it hold you. Maybe you've even planned and drank extra before bed, padded up or slid between towels or a rubber sheet, knowing full well what would happen. And maybe, like many others, you've wrestled with shame along the way. That is natural. Most of us are taught from a very young age that wetting is bad, that it's only for babies or the sick or the undisciplined. But that narrative can be rewritten because your body, your needs, and your pleasures are yours to reclaim, and no one has the right to say otherwise. The bliss of bedwetting doesn't begin with the wetness itself. It begins with a shift in how we think. It begins with permission to do so. You are allowed to enjoy this. You are allowed to wake up soaked and feel no shame. You are allowed to want this, to plan it, to celebrate it, to be proud of the stains on your sheets or the bulge of a swollen nappy. You are allowed to see your bed not just as a dry place of discipline, but as a soft, forgiving space, a place where your body is never wrong no matter what it does. Some people wet the bed without nappies, reveling in the way the sheets absorb their release, in the patterns left behind, in the childlike boldness of simply peeing in bed. Others prefer the enclosed hug of a nappy, thick or thin, cloth or disposable, relishing the safety and certainty of being held no matter what happens. Some people do both, depending on mood. Some wet alone, while others share the experience with a trusted partner, finding intimacy in that shared surrender. There's no one right way to bedwet. There's no perfect technique, no standard amount of leakage or layering or cleanup. But there is a right to enjoy it, quietly or loudly, daily or once in a while, hidden or proudly worn. This chapter invites you to take your first gentle step toward freedom.